Okay, good morning, everyone. We are in the bottom of page 13. We're in Siman Gimel, Sif Zion. We are talking about the tznius in the bathroom and different things about going to the bathroom. Pass the Mechaber over in Siman Gimel, Sif Zion. We have to remember that we talked already about which direction you're supposed to face when going to the bathroom, okay? And we discussed how Mechitzas were going to help over there, that it wouldn't really matter if you were going to a bathroom that was enclosed. Like, obviously, one place we go to the bathroom nowadays, that there wouldn't be a problem. But over here, we have a specific din over here in Siv Zayim. If you're going to do Ketan, okay, number one, you're making inside a place that is close enough, as Ramah says, Makom Shiyachon Liros Misham Harabais, a place enough that's the furthest point, but you could still see Harabais from there. Okay, from many places, for sure, and the Rova will be included in that, even places outside of that. But from that point on, it's like the last point where you can still see Harabais. From that point on, it's not considered Sufim. You should not sit with your face, Klapi HaKodesh, facing the Harabais. Ella, Litzafon, or Lidarum, or Yisalak HaKodesh, Litzdanin. You should at least face either north or south, or you should turn at least diagonally. So what's going on over here? We already saw you're not supposed to face Zayas. So number one, as Berkowitz points out, this is also, it's going to work over here if you have mechitzos, even within the old city and place where you would be able to see Harabais, it is still going to work that you still be able to face Harabais Meikar Din. So what's the nafkamina over here? So we said before, the whole din of facing, not facing east and west, is when you go to the bathroom outside and you're doing gedolim. Okay, over here, the extra din over here is when you're doing ketanim, that's even, you're going to even have to be machmer when you're from mitzufim milifnim. When you can see harabais, you cannot go to the bathroom number one. You can't make ketanim. You can't go from this point on in if you were able to see harabais. And therefore, you would have to, let's say, you're waiting for a taxi by the parking lot, and you really have to go to the bathroom very badly, so you go over there behind the bushes, okay? So you would not be able to be facing Harabais. Or the way you would have to face north-south, or at least face diagonally, that you would not be facing Klapi HaKodesh. That's the halacha that's brought down over here in Sif Zayin. Moving on to Sif Ches. Kishenifna basada, when one is going to the bathroom, number two, Gdolim in the Sada. Okay, he's in a field, so he's a place where there's no mechitzos. This is where Rav Nevinsel brings down his ha'ara that it's better to go to place to the bathroom where there is mechitzos. Imu achari hagader, if he is behind the wall, okay, so therefore there's no problem of people see him, he's in a place that's makom tsanua. Yipanem yadi, could go to the bathroom right away. Ubebika, okay, if he's in a valley where everyone could see him, yitrachek ad makom shol yuchol achavero liros peru. He has to go far enough away where people are not going to be able to see him undressed. Okay, that's the luck over here. That, once again, the Indian of tznius, even when going to the bathroom, people should not see what is going on. You should either be in a place where you're blocked by mechitza or go further enough away that people are not going to see you. We'll soon see what's going to be the din at night. Okay, when they can't see you because they can't see, we'll see that later on. Sif Tes. Lo yeshe b'mehiro b'chozek. Don't sit down quickly and really have to push hard. Don't have to push so much. So not, this is a din in refuah, not to ruin your body, not to break the glands of your rectum. Okay, so that's just a nice Eitz HaTovah Kamash Ron over here, that you should be careful when going to the bathroom, drink a lot of liquids, and not to have to push too hard. Sif Yud. Okay, so a little bit of instruction to this four word mechaber, I'm sorry. It says over here, Lo yikanech biyad yomi. Okay, this is Allah brought down in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to wipe with your right hand. Okay, there are four reasons for this din brought down by the Magen Avraham. Okay, four different dinim. Number one, the reason is that you tie your tefillin with your right hand. Okay, why are we going after where you tie your tefillin, not the hand you wear your tefillin? So that's very simple, because the mekom of your tefillin is really on your kibbutz, it's on your bicep. Okay, so you're not wiping with your bicep, so that's not right, but you're tying actually with your hand. So therefore, as the Levush Yisrael points out, that's why we are makbid on the right hand, not to wipe with your right hand. Number two, it's an Indian cleanliness. We know we use our right hand most time for eating food, to put the food into our mouth, and therefore Indian cleanliness, that's also one of the reasons that's brought down. That's number two. Number three, this usually when we want to point inside of a sefer, a point to the Torah, we use our right hand. Okay, we use our right hand because that's the hand that we normally use. And the fourth reason brought down is that the Torah, it says, was given kibiyachol with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's right hand. Mimino eish dat lamo. Okay, as we'll see in these parashios. Mimino eish dat lamo. Okay, so therefore, those are the four reasons why brought down that you should wipe not using your right hand. Now, what about a lefty? So this goes back to the discussion we already discussed earlier on, when putting on your right shoe, left shoe, is this an objective din or is this a subjective din? Okay, so if we go back to the reasons, if you look, it seems to be that the first three reasons brought down by the Magen Avraham are all subjective dinim. The hand you tie your tefillin, because you eat with your right hand and you point to the Torah with your right hand, those are all because you're a righty. That's what you're doing with as a righty. Okay, and therefore, for a lefty lechora, you should switch hands. The fourth reason, though, it sounds like an objective reason. The Torah was given with the right hand, kibiyachol, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's right hand, kibiyachol. That's what the Magen Avraham writes out. Still, three out of the four would tell you that this din is objective. Comes the Taz and says, no, even the fourth reason is also subjective. Why? When it says mimino eish dat lamo, it didn't mean to say that really given with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's right hand. Right hand over here means the strong hand. It means it was given with the strong hand. And for this person, his strong hand is his left hand. And therefore, the Taz writes beferish for sure, according to all the reasons a lefty should wipe with his right hand, with his opposite hand that he normally does with everything else. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens over here in Sivkatan Yud Zayin. Okay? And right in the middle of the line says, V'katva achronim, de'iter yad, a lefty, she call inyanim osa b'smol, mekaneach b'smol didei. He uses his left hand, shehu yamin kol adam, meaning his left hand means his weak hand, which is his right hand, and therefore yamin kol adam, so he's going to wipe with his right hand. That's how they basket over here. Remember back to what we just said before, it's also kashur to the tefillin. So points out some of the achronim brought down in the Mishnah Berurah in the sentence before that. In the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Yitzayin, he says, "V'tov lizar milikaneach be'etzba hemtzai." You should not use your middle finger when you're wiping. Why? Shekorech alav haritzua, because that is part of the tefillin, because we wrap the ritzua mainly around the middle finger. Therefore, it says to leave out the middle finger. Okay, so it gets a little bit difficult with wiping when you have to use your left hand and not your middle finger. But you'll see, it takes a little bit of practice, and unless a little time, you'll all become professionals at this din that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. You should know, Agav, some people are somech on the Shulchan Aruch Arav. The Shulchan Aruch Arav writes that this whole din, it was really only back in the day where they used to wipe with their bare hands. Okay, with their bare hands, that's why there was a din not to use. We were so careful with the hand, makes sense. The lack of cleanliness and a much lack of cover when you're actually wiping with your hand itself. Nowadays, where we have toilet paper, you don't really have to be makpinen. However, Marina Rivera Nevinsal, and I believe the mini is to be medaic on this din, Nevinsal told me that we do not go like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and one should still be makpinen on this din to try and wipe with his left hand. Okay, you should be careful. Obviously, you have to do a good job so you can learn Torah, because if you have any, even a kol shehu left over after going to the bathroom, you're not allowed to learn, you're not allowed to make brachos. So you have to make sure that you're doing a good job at the same time, even if you are using your left hand. Now, what about a woman? Okay, so the Morik Tzia and the Ben Ish Chai both write that a woman, even though the first reason is not shayach by a woman, but all the other reasons are shayach by a woman, and therefore a woman should be makpid on this din, just like a man, and they should be wiping with the left if they're righty, and with the right if they are lefties. Fine. So that's a little bit about how to wipe in the morning and throughout the day. Sif Yudav. Lo yikanech becheres mishum kshafim. So we mentioned kshafim already earlier on in the simen. Okay. Earlier on, and this is really where the din comes very important, because there's a very important ramah over here. It says in the chadra over here not to wipe with cheres, okay, with his clay shards. Why? Mishum kshafim, because of witchcraft. Okay, cause witchcraft, whatever that means. Below by subim invasion, not with dry grass. Mishem mekanech b'davar sha'ur sholeipo, because if you wipe with something that easily catches fire. Sha'ur sholeipo, shina v'atachtonos noshol. We had that. We had similar thing before. Shina v'atachtonos noshol. It will cause things downstairs to get ruined. Okay, not a good idea. And you should not use, we would have come to this with our own logic, not to use a rock that your friend used first wiping with. Venation maybe at the Adam Lidei Tachtonios, because it causes hemorrhoids. Okay, it causes people to get hemorrhoids. So all these things, sometimes cause a sakana, but most of them are also mishnad kshafi. So therefore the Ramah comes in and says, V'ashav shabbatei kiseot shelano einam basada. Nowadays where our bathrooms are not in the field, and therefore there are less witches around, I guess. There's less witchcraft when it's not in the field. Nagul l'kaneach. We are knowing that we do mekaneach becheres v'chei nagul l'kaneach b'davar shor sholipa. We can use things that easily light up fire. Ve'einu mazik, and it will not mazik him. U'pok chazi ma'am adbar. Go look at what people do, and we see that people are still healthier, and none of these problems are causing, none of these things are causing these issues that are talked about over here. And therefore, we leave from here, Marina Rabin of Nevin, so Rebroga's pointed this out also, that nowadays, you don't have to worry about these dinim of misai kshafim, that once we are going to the bathroom indoors, there is less kshafim, it's not kashal kshafim anymore, and therefore, all this stuff is going to be mutter to do halach l'maisa nowadays. Okay, another cleanliness eitza, a din in Derech Eretz, brought down over here, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah by Rebbe Kiva Eger. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah is found in Sif Katan Kaf Aleph. Look inside. Right at the end. Katan by Ghost Rebbe Kiva Eger, B'Shem Sefer HaChasidim. Kishi Yotze Mebeit HaKisei, Yira Makom Shiyashalav Shalom Yatin Opos. Okay, everything's brought down in Allah. Okay, make sure, after you go to the bathroom, make sure you didn't drip on the seat. Okay, Shem Yabo Chavir Pitom. Oh, but Lila V'yeshavlo, because your friend might come suddenly, he's got to really go badly. Okay, he's going to come sit down right away, and he's going to sit in your mess. That's not going to be pleasant, or it's going to be dark in the room. He's not going to see it, and therefore, make sure to clean up after yourself. Okay, Derech Eretz. Okay, very simple din, obviously, that we would all come to it ourselves also over here. Fine. See if you're base. So that which we said all along was the tefach and the tefachayim. By the way, tefach and tefachayim, somebody asked me after shir last time, it doesn't mean when at the same time you do a tefach tefach behind you and a tefachayim in front of you. That would be difficult to do that. It's talking about when you do ketanim, you have tefachayim in front of you, and when you have gedolim, you do a tefach behind you. It's talking about two separate dins. So that din also applies at nighttime, and that we see also what we said before about going by a place that's sanur, where people will not see you, you have to go to the bathroom at night, just like you would have gone during the day. And that's what the Shabro points out over here, Kav Beis. Wrote Salomar, Shilu Yigala Atzu Yotur Mibayom. Don't reveal yourself more than you do at the daytime. Velo Yigala Atzu Hachiyesha V'kai Gadda. And wait till you're ready to sit down to actually then Kilofonav. Yisbarach Hashecha Ka'ora. Ava Ein Tzach Lis Rachek. Okay, sorry. So he says over here, why? Because for a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's daytime and nighttime is all the same. He sees exactly that once again. This whole idea of Melochola Aretz Kvod Hashem sees everything that's going on, and therefore it doesn't matter nighttime. But he does say, I'm sorry, he said, I said it incorrectly before. He says over here, but in terms of Mitzrachik, where your friend cannot see you, you don't have to Mitzrachik so much at night, because at the end of the day, the kid, their friend will not be able to see you anyways, and therefore there's no difference if you're in this place in the valley or on the other side of the valley. Hashem's going to see you the same out of the way. It all depends on your friend. Over there, your friend cannot see you, so it's going to be fine at nighttime. Okay, aval ain't zarchli zarchli v'im ain't shem adam mifane berachov. There's no people around. You can even go in the street. V'rakshi zarchli makom hiluch b'nei adam kishlo yitanfu b'nei adam al yodo. Okay, once again, in going to the bathroom, you have to be careful of not doing it in a place where other people are going to dirty themselves. And then the Mishnah Berurah ends off. I said one line later. V'kozeli panos. All this is going gedoli. Aval lahashtim. But to go ketanim mutar afilu b'yom ifnei ramim tzarich lekach she'ein lo makom afilu b'nei isha. Okay, nowadays the post can write that even though back in the day, if there was nowhere else, you could just go to the bathroom. Nowadays we have public bathrooms all over the place. One has to be careful not to go to the bathroom in front of other people. Okay, it's something that obviously that we all understand that is not a dignified thing to do in front of other people. And therefore, go to a place that's sanua, and Mezrat Hashem, we will fulfill all these dinim that are brought over here into the Gimel. We'll finish the Megimel. Mezrat Hashem, next time, everyone have a good day.